Here's the thing. Security for Canadians has to come first. We have to make sure that Canadians, British Columbians, are safe and secure. That's the job of the federal government. They have those processes in place. And so what I would say is, they need to make sure that their processes are working, that those security checks are being done properly, and then, as they can, invite those refugees to come. I don't know whether or not that number is the right one. I just know that Canadians want to know that the security processes are working well. But having said that, though, I understand the urgency that people are feeling about inviting these people who are from one of the worst war-torn countries, regions in the world, who are facing the kind of violence every day that unfolded in Paris over the weekend. And as Canadians, as compassionate people who have prosperity to share, we want to make sure that we open our doors to give them somewhere safe to live as soon as we can. But you know, knowing that everyone who comes has been properly screened and that the safety of Canadians comes first.
The numbers that we've seen from the refugees coming to Vancouver, I think, is in the range of 2,700. Of that, maybe a third would be school-aged. And I'm wondering if the province of British Columbia has committed any extra money to helping settle them in schools or in other services that they may need to settle.
Yeah, well, we've set aside $1 million to, you know, and this is over and above the money that we have budgeted to support settlement services for refugees anyway. But of course, every child who ends up in a British Columbia school gets funded by the provincial government. So, you know, we expect that these refugees will be coming in, many of them at the beginning, you know, at the end of this year. So, and we do our next count in February. So they'll be funded by the provincial government. And then of course, all of the other settlement services that are required will be working with the federal government to provide that. It's important to remember, settlement services are now a federal responsibility. It was something the province used to do, but the federal government took over a while ago. So we'll be working with them to support them in that. And I guess lastly, I would add, we want to make sure that refugees who are settling in British Columbia are settling around the breadth of the province if we can, because housing affordability is tough, we all know, in the Lower Mainland, and we all, you know, and there's an abundance of jobs in some regions of the province where they are begging for people to come. So we want to make sure that the refugees that we welcome in British Columbia have the best chance of success possible. And for some of them, that'll mean settling outside the Lower Mainland, where they can afford a home, where they can be perhaps in a smaller community, and where there are plentiful jobs in the job market for people who want to settle there.